Great to have you along. I'm Rob Hackelow with the morning team. It's time now for our Tech Talk segment on WATD. We do it every week at this time. David Snell is our tech guy. He joins us now from Act Smart IT in Wareham. Morning, David.
Yeah, morning, Rob.
All right. Well, we're going to get to an interesting story and article that you have featured for us this week. But first, some developing news we wanted to get to, right?
Yeah, we've got some breaking news that's just come about in the last 6 or 7 hours. Some people never sleep. Fortunately, I got up when I woke up this morning. But the two-factor authentication company, the authorization company called named Okta, O-K-T-A,
yes,
has been breached. They have 15,000 customers around the world. They're all enterprise class customers, such as Peloton, T-Mobile, Slack, LinkedIn, RFCC, Amazon Cloudflare, FedEx, JetBlue, just thousands more companies that have been using this as a two-factor authentication device. So the hackers. Supposedly, this came out of Brazil, so it's not related to the Russian thing that we're all talking about. Mm. But the hackers have been in this system since January of 2021, so they've been there for over a year. We know how much integrity hackers have. They have stated that they did not steal any databases.
Oh, okay. Very nice of them.
The integrity, we know the integrity is way up there, so I'm sure that's true.
We can believe every word they say.
So, as I said, this is breaking news. We don't have a lot more information at this point in time. Mm-hmm. We do know that is a hack, although Okta is kind of trying to downplay it. Mm-hmm. But obviously anybody would try to do that. But if folks want to find out what's going on, go to the Okta website, okta.com, and click on customers, and you'll be very surprised to see the clients around the world that have been in or been using this device or this service. And it may be someone that you do business with, or that you sign in with, or something. Even if you have Dick's Sporting Goods account, online account, they've been in there as well. So there's tons of information on their website. Not a lot of information about the breach yet, but we expect more development during the day.
Hmm. All right. Thank you, David, for that. Yeah, I'm going to have to check. I have a feeling with one of my other work emails not here that they made me download this Okta onto my iPhone, I think, for this purpose.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where they've been visiting. So
okay. Yikes. Okay.
Change passwords. Everyone's got to change passwords as soon as they can. Don't wait to be notified. Okay. Get in there and change passwords for anyone who uses OKTA.
I should do that. Luckily, they make me change my password over there, so I got to do that. Okay. All right. That's more on that. We'll keep you up to date on that. But anyway, we're going to talk about an interesting article this week that's got me excited because you knew that this would get me excited. He put Star Trek right in the headline. Star Trek exactly. Innovation? Question mark. So all of a sudden, Rob pays attention here. Okay, so David, tell us about this. This is an invention, right?
It's a new invention. A company named Canna, C-A-N-A, has revealed what it's calling the planet's first molecular beverage printer. So we've all known about printers and those type of things. This is a beverage printer. Sits on your counter. It's not voice activated yet, so unfortunately you can't do what Jean-Luc Picard would do, let's say, computer, Earl Grey, hot.
Oh, yeah.
Be quiet. My device is talking to me here. But anyway.
Oh, it's making you tea.
It's making me tea. So you can't do that voice-wise yet, but you can also, just put in your passcode, your PIN, and tell it what you want. And it can create thousands of beverages. And what you're providing on your end outside of this machine is water and sugar.
Water and sugar. Okay, water and sugar.
All you do.
Well, I mean, I guess it makes sense because a lot of these beverages are formed with different types of, flavors, right? I mean, if you can combine a bunch of flavors, like one of my favorite things was, this is not exactly the same, but I'm just going to tell you, this is how excited I got. is when I went to the movie theater and you could make virtually any kind of soda. I mean, all it really was, I get it. You know, it's mixing things, but you saw it, right? You go to the movie theater. I mean, I think like the Wendy's had the same kind of device. You go in there and you punch in, you can make like diet ginger ale. You can add raspberry ginger ale. You can have lime ginger ale. And you can make combinations that you couldn't even buy in a store. I mean, you could just add ridiculous flavors.
Exactly. And that's pretty much what this is going to do for you. Using a single cartridge of flavorings, the machine can mix thousands of different beverages, including juice, soft drinks, iced coffee, sports drinks, wine, and cocktails.
I think that's great. I mean, I like it. I mean, I can't imagine what the price would be. So what do you fill it with? I mean, what would you get again?
You'd have to have water and sugar.
Yeah, water and sugar.
Get the machine.
Okay.
You connect it to your water line or... But in some, you know, like anything else, like a water thing in your home.
Yep.
And then you just have to have sugar. And you have one cartridge that has all of the different, I guess you
flavors
want to call them,
in the world?
Flavors in the world that can make anything that you want.
Wow. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, I'm sure Ed will buy one of these for the station. He'll hook this up, no problem. Do we have a price on it yet? I'm sure he'll go for it.
We do have a price on it.
Yep.
Check out each drink. Drinks will cost between 29 cents and $3.
Okay.
Okay, and one of the reasons they're doing this, or they think that's going to be a good selling point, is this should help eliminate a lot of the plastic waste, a lot of the cans that you get drinks in, that type of stuff. You're mixing it at home.
I like it. I mean, I don't know how the big bottling companies will feel about it. I imagine that's a huge industry, as we know, for Coke and Pepsi. They've got like each of them have bought like tons of other beverages. But maybe they'll have the rights to make things at home for you. I don't know.
Yeah, they must be. Maybe they're selling some of those chemicals to this company at some kind of a price to make this happen. So the price is, as you wanted to know,
sure.
You need to plug down... Today, $99,
what?
Which is a refundable credit towards the full price.
Oh.
All right, so the can of one will cost, initially out of the door, $499 for the first 10,000 orders.
I don't think that's bad.
I don't think it's bad either. And then it's going to rise to $7.99 after that.
Wow. I don't. Do you want it to, I mean, do you guys want to try it, though? It seems fun.
Absolutely.
I want to try this thing. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, this is, okay, I'm going to really look into this because I can see this, you know, saving me tons of money in the long run, really. If it's good, if it really tastes as good as it sells itself, but I don't know. All right. We'll have to look for that.
Tea Earl Grey hot.
There we go. Thank you. And David, where can people go to read about this new invention?
Go to my website, actsmartit.com, click on my blog link, and also we'll be following up on this Okta breach throughout the day, so I'll keep you in the loop.
Yep, and any other Russian cyber attacks. This one's not a Russian one, but you never know. We're hearing about cyber attacks could be coming our way. But then again, David Snell's always ready for that. David Snell's
we're
our tech
for all of it.
actsmartit.com. Thank you, David.
Have a great day, Rob.
You too. actsmartit.com.